Y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Here in the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. It gets a little raw in here, so if you like your sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. Brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are your co-hosts, Chris.
And Jonathan.
Hope everybody had a good Halloween yesterday.
Yes, sir.
I know it rained a little bit out here, but...
A little.
Folks was going on.
Hey, the party had to keep going.
Yeah, man. Shout out to our homie Bird. I didn't get to make the party this year.
Party was cracking.
Yeah, it's your first time going.
It was cracking.
Yeah, he be getting it popping.
Yeah, he do.
Yeah, we'll be definitely going back. Definitely be hitting it up next year. Mm-hmm. You know, it was fun with the son. Me and him was Power Rangers. We walking down the street and everybody like, Power Rangers. All the little kids screaming, and look, Power Ranger.
Old school.
Yep, and then all the older kids like, I see you. Rocking them Power Rangers, I see you.
Yeah.
Like, yes, right.
That was a big old Eminem. The rare one.
We was all rated up.
Oh, it was great.
Nah, it was fun. I mean, I'm glad everybody made it safe. Seen folks complaining about Uber and shit. I'm like, it's shit a grip. I'm like, nigga, them shit's just high.
It's Halloween.
Yeah.
it's a business, homie.
Yeah. And of course, you had your few stupid costumes as usual.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to see we saw the Ray Rice.
Yeah.
With the doll.
With the black face and all that
shit. Yeah, I seen one girl who had his girl dressed up as Janice Rice with the, you know, looking beat up. You're like, oh my God.
Why? And then unfortunately, you know, tragic loss. Three young girls were killed by a hit and run yesterday in Santa Ana. So rest in peace to those children and, you know, prayers go out to that family.
No doubt, man. No doubt. So the NBA is back.
Yep.
Celebrations and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, all first home games. And yeah, I'm back. I was, you know, I was glued in the NFL. I'm a big NBA fan. And then it came back on. I was like, oh, I'm back.
Basketball's on. It's like, oh, yeah, basketball's here. Yep, that's right.
That was Tuesday, Wednesday, every day. And there's a game on. I'm watching
it. Of course, it's the little over excitement. Some people are like, two games? Oh!
Right.
If your team lost two games, oh, our season's already over. Yep. Or if they won two games, oh, we the best team in the league. Like, okay, slow down. The Philadelphia 76ers started off good last year. Let's not forget.
Right.
And then ended up where? Exactly.
They folks got to take their time.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's 2-3 games in for some teams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no big deal. Nah. They still working the kinks out. When you're doing the preseason and, you know, training camp and all that, yes, you're getting into the rhythm. But I'm like, those first two games, that's when you really get into, like, full-on basketball mode.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to take a few games for some of these guys to click and, you know, find their jumper and all that stuff. So, I mean, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it'll work in, you know.
No overreactions needed.
You know, football folk overreacting a little bit. It's been some interesting games this past week and some coming up as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, college football at that mark. Now we're starting to get the playoff picture early on, you know, time for people to panic and say something ain't right or wrong. You know, and we got a new World Series champ.
That's right.
And all that. So we're going to get into all of that. As you know, this is the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. You can find us on Stitcher and iTunes Radio. Check out our website, blackisonline.com, for more information about us. If y'all want to hit us up, talk any sports, comments, feedback, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @brotherslayman, or on the hotline, 323-455-4219. Leave us a message, and we'll read it on the show. Get at you.
Yeah, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns you guys may have, anything y'all want to know, anything y'all want to dish out to us, let us know, and we will definitely get back at you.
Holla. That's right. All right, you know how we start with the NFL first. And, you know, it's funny. We were talking about it. There's no way Cowboys should be losing to Colt McCoy-led Redskins on Monday night. And what happened?
My respect factor went.
Yep, he said it was going to go down, and it did. And they lost.
And as a bonus, Tony Romo got hurt.
Oh, my God.
Damn. Man.
Come on.
Y'all just, and there are a lot. I've talked to Cowboy fans, and they're just like, why, I don't know why he didn't leave Brandon Whedon in the game.
Yeah, I didn't
understand. I'm like, you know what? True that. Brandon Whedon had two series, gave him 10 points. I'm like, if he's rolling like that, just roll with him.
Yeah, when it first went down, you were like, oh, shit. But Brandon Whedon was playing well. Mm-hmm. You know, DeMarco Murray was running. Mm-hmm. They couldn't stop him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Tony Romo's a trooper. He plays hurt.
Yeah, I give him credit for that. But at some point, as a coach, you got to be like, look.
You ain't come back in.
Yeah, just sit your ass down. For the betterment of the team, you got to sit down. Mm-hmm. Period.
And, you know, we saw Jerry Jones out there. I don't know who authorized it. You know, maybe the, you know, training staff was like, you know, if you need him, he can come back in. I guess, you know, somebody didn't say he ain't coming out. Jerry Jones is on the field. Mm-hmm. And Jerry Jones can be like, you ain't playing, or just tell Jason Garrett, you're not playing. And I know you can't ask, and I know it's all the tough iffy situation and all that. When it happened, I was like, dude, you're 6-1 at the time. It's early. You guys are playing well. You got another big game next week. You still ain't played Philly yet. You know, if let him rest, because this is not December. You're not three. This game is not going to make or break your season. So sit his ass down. Nope. They put him back in. And what happened? They were sacking the crap out of him.
They were kicking his ass, man. And I felt bad to an extent for Romo. I'm like, God, he is getting obliterated. I mean, that great offensive line. I mean, they got out. They got out duped. They were just duped. I mean, Washington came with some different schemes, different looks, and it just complicated things for that offensive line. They just couldn't handle all those blitzers, and Tony Romo was getting crushed.
Yeah, he got sacked 5 times.
Oh, my gosh. That doesn't even take into account the amount of just hits he took.
Yeah, he was getting pummeled.
He was getting whopped.
And I'm looking at, you know, DeMarco Murray had, you know, under 20 carries, 19 for 141, but then they had 4 receptions for 80 yards.
And like, there was the problem. Tony Romo got hurt. That number should have been chalked up to closer to 30 carries. I'm sorry. Yeah. And he's chewing y'all. Oh, he's chewing them up.
This is one of them situations where maybe today is not the day that you want to be like, well, let's not give him the 28 carries we've been giving him.
When,
like,
your starting quarterback goes down, you need to lean probably a little bit more on DeMarco Murray.
And they was running well, but they didn't. No, shout out to Colt McCoy, 25 of 30.
Hey, shout out.
299 yards, had an interception, but, you know, made some nice plays. And I mean, for a 1 week fill in, because we know RG3 coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, great win for.
Excellent.
And this is why I would say, when it's division games,
you never know.
It don't matter, even though, like, they should win. Like, yeah, they should, but, you know, it's on Monday night.
And now this could turn out to be the turning point for the Cowboys season if things go wrong. I'm just saying, because they're playing Arizona. Arizona blitzes better than the Redskins do.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Romo better watch his ass, because, I mean, he's already playing hurt. I'm sure he's going to play. Everybody says he made his game time decision. I'm sure he's going to play. But if he takes too many shots again, if he takes shots like he did against the Redskins, he may be done for the season.
Yeah, they might. He might.
He might take the wrong shot and just be done, man.
Yeah,
it's a back injury. Like, those things are tricky enough, and you getting hit constantly. You know, dudes are going to be gunning to hit his ass.
Oh yeah,
you know they are.
Cardinals beat the Eagles at home, so you know, coming off that win, that was a good game.
Woo. Game of the week.
Yeah, you called it.
I'm like, hey, man, it was a great game, and hey, you called it. How about Larry freaking Fitzgerald, man? 7 for 160 and a TD. Not to mention that 80-yard touchdown. He just outran everybody.
Good to see you back.
You know what I'm saying?
Although I have like, Michael Floyd, and he ain't do nothing.
Don't forget about me. Shoot, yeah.
God, that hurt. But you know what? I was happy to see Larry Fitzgerald come through on a big game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then shout out to Carson Palmer. Everybody was forgetting about him.
Yeah.
20 of 42, 329, 2 touchdowns.
And
no interceptions, no sacks, and a 75-yard bomb to John Brown with a minute 21 left in the game. There you go.
They were hyping this kid up in training camp and stuff, and he's looking like the real deal, Holyfield. Mm-hmm. But I'm just got to say, for the Eagles, for the record, 62 pass attempts. Jeez. 62? That's ridiculous. That's terrible. That's terrible.
That's Andy Reidish.
Seriously, 62 passes, and Andre Ellington got 23 carries as opposed to LeSean McCoy, who got 21. What?
Yeah.
I mean, Chip Kelly, come on, dude. You got to get with the program. I mean, you know, Jeremy Maclin, good to see him back and having a good season.
Yeah, he's been killing it.
12 catches, 187, 2 TDs. I mean, he's murdering that game, so... Mm-hmm. I mean, Philly has a dynamic offense, but you can't throw that many times.
Nah, and it's a close game, too.
Exactly.
I understand they've been struggling with the running game, but, you know, you got to give Shady McCoy. I know Darren Sproles is coming back from being hurt, but you got to mix it up, man. You cannot. 62, like, 50 is a lot.
Yeah, 40 is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
62 is ridiculous. I mean, Jesus, you're teetering towards 70 passes. I mean, good Lord. I think, is that a record?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure somebody's passed 70-some-odd times.
It's ridiculous. Ugh.
Seattle, late TD for the win versus the Panthers.
Mm-hmm. Struggling.
Yeah, Seattle trying to get their mojo back. You know, we heard some grumblings. Is this Marshawn Lynch? I guess he ain't coming back.
Well, clearly he getting 14 carries. I mean, I guess he ain't coming back. They're not feeding him like they used to.
I don't
know what the heck the problem is. They're putting the hands of Russell Wilson a lot, 32 pass attempts. That is not how they won last year. Freaking God.
You know, it was a 13-9, of course, so a real defensive game.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, 14, come on, man.
14 carries? Jonathan Stewart got 16. And Cam Newton at 12. Like, God, they ran 26 times as a team. That is how many times Marshawn Lynch should be getting the ball.
Yeah, he's a 20 carry back.
Easily, 20 plus. This is what I mean with these teams. You got running backs, like, you got elite running backs. Use them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but, like, if you're talking about just player wise, Marshawn Lynch is better than Russell Wilson. Give him the freaking ball. It is what it is. I mean, Jesus Christ, whatever. They beat us in the Super Bowl, so I ain't complaining.
Oh, yeah.
They want to not give him the ball? Fine by me.
Yeah, Cam had his struggles, which we'll get into in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some other shocking games. Saints cruise past the Packers on Sunday night.
I wasn't expecting that. I was not expecting that. I mean, 44 points. Wow.
Yeah, it was a game on the line.
It was just, this was a make or break game for them. Carolina had lost. You know, Atlanta had lost. So, I mean, you got ample opportunity to make a big leap in your division, and they pulled it out.
Hey, Saints needed that. Going 2-5, that was going to be ugly. But, hey, man, they came out. Jimmy Graham just keeps doing the damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Ingram, holla back, man.
He's finally being run, man.
Yeah, 24 carries, 172 yards, and a touchdown.
Yeah, 24 of them things. 24 carries. That's what you need to be doing.
Man, they not a running team like that.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly my point.
Takes a fresh off.
Jesus.
What's my name? Brandon. Is that name Brandon Cooks?
Brandon Cook.
Yep. 6 for 94 and a touchdown. Jimmy Graham, of course, 5 for 59 a touchdown. He going to get his. You know, Brees, 27-32.
Yeah.
311, 3 touchdowns.
No picks.
Nope.
That's the Drew Brees we used to see.
Efficient, man.
And Aaron Rodgers, I mean, he just had an off game.
Yeah, he did. I mean.
28-39, 418. He had a touchdown, but 2 picks. I mean, running, they're not getting nothing on the running game. And again, Eddie Lacy, give the man the rock.
But he's been struggling. Their running game.
Well, he was averaging almost 5 yards a carry. Feed that man.
They should have.
But whatever.
Randall Cobb, 526 in a touchdown. Yeah, he's coming back. He started off quiet, but producing for them fantasy cats.
And that about Eddie Lacy, 8 catches for $123. Dadgum.
Yeah, I need that since he ain't going to get nothing running. I take it. But this was a scoring game I was liking to see. But, yeah, this is New Orleans. You know, they're at home. They play well at home. Good for them, man. They They was doing the thing.
How about the freaking Pittsburgh Steelers? I mean, Ben Roethlisberger.
We was saying that, man.
He heard the show.
Yeah,
we like, I ain't elite. Oh, I'll show you elite.
Yeah, that looked
six
like.
Six TDs worth of elite and no picks.
Like, no.
Okay, now you look like the Ben Roethlisberger we used to know.
Mop them Colts.
I mean,
51 on them. 51-34, yeah.
Six TDs, only 522 yards passing. That's ridiculous. Hey, man, the pendulum has swung, and Pittsburgh has momentum on their side.
Yeah, they do, man. Yeah, they do.
Jesus Christ. And I mean, granted, Indianapolis didn't play a horrible game.
Nah.
But it's like I've been saying, their defense is overrated. I believe, truly believe that.
They're being carried by Andrew Luck.
Who again passed for almost passed it 50 times again. Say half 400 yards, three more touchdowns. I mean, he's balling.
Yeah, my Bradshaw's been efficient, especially in the passing game.
But one dude who, honestly, he might have to get some love for, if not MVP, then Offensive Player of the Year, Antonio Brown, man. 10 catches, 133, two TDs. I mean, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, he said he's trying to move up that chart to one of the top five receivers. I mean, this dude catches everything, anywhere. It don't matter. And speaking of young receivers, T.Y. Hilton.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you are his number one target.
Six
damn.
Catches, 155 yards, and a touchdown. Like, jeez.
Yeah, how come Knicks ain't getting none of that?
No. And look out for Martavius Bryant. This guy came back for Pittsburgh. He gives them that somewhat kind of Plaxico burst, big guy in the red zone type thing. And they've been utilizing his butt since he got back. And he's really made a difference in their offense. You can tell he's really given them a spark. And so far, I mean, they've been rolling.
Yeah,
they have been rolling.
Even Le'Veon Bell, he had, 24 carries, 92 yards?
24 of them things. Thank you.
Just working them, just feeding them, making them have to block, Jeez, account for the run.
Exactly. That's what you're supposed to do. And tack on what? Six catches?
Yep.
31 touches. That's what you're supposed to do. God dang, I hate some of these teams. Jeez.
Hey, man, Steelers back in the mix.
Hey, but this other mollywop. 51-23. I'm never picking the Chicago Bears for anything again. Mark it. I'm done with the Bears. Done with them. I went through this with Jay Cutler and Brandon Marshall in Denver. Done with them. Done with both of them. Jay Cutler's garbage. They paid him all that crap. Wasn't even worth it. Wasn't worth it. Brian Urlacher called it.
Yeah, he said
he called it.
Yeah, people are like, well, he ain't elite. I'm like, we know that. We know he ain't elite.
I mean, Tom Brady, 30 of 35 for 354 and five TDs and no picks. I mean, he towed them up. Picked them apart. Piece by piece. Jeez, little freaking wheeze, man.
And Gronk is back.
Yeah, he is officially back.
949, three touchdowns. That's the that's
three
the
touchdowns.
Number one pick. Yeah, that's the high pick that you
that
looking
you remember.
At.
You're
damn,
like,
dang, oh, three picks. Yeah, he means he's gonna go out and party. He's gonna find him in a week or two, saying something or doing something at some party. You like. Yeah, I guess you back, so I guess you got to come. You got to be all the way back.
Exactly. And then Brandon Marshall, three catches for 35 yards. I don't know what's going on.
10 targets, too.
Man. I don't know what's going on with this offense. They're out of sync. They're out of rhythm. They're not looking good. Their defense has just been exposed and has looked god-awful.
Terrible.
It's just terrible. So, I mean.
Only got producing. We keep saying, Matt Forte, 19 carries, 114 yards. It ain't his fault.
Nope. He is the one person you can't point fingers at. And he had six catches. So, 25 touches. Thank you. Use these guys, man. This is what I'm saying.
And then this shocking game, I saw on Twitter what went down. Falcons fans. I
saw the game. I saw the last few minutes, and I was just like.
Up 21-0 in the third, and you lose. I mean. I was lying. People were just like, man, I'm tired of these fools. I ain't fucking with them no more. You're like, oh, shit, what happened? You're like, yeah, we was up 21-0,
yep.
And we blew it.
And it was kind of cold because Matt Prater missed the kick to win the game first. And it was like, Delay of game. I was like, oh, so they get a mulligan for screwing themselves up? Like, that's kind of shady. Yeah. That was kind of shady. I'm like, wait a minute. I can understand if it's a defensive call. But if the offense shoots themselves in the foot, you can't really. That should have been end of game, honestly. So, I mean, that was kind of. I mean, yeah, they had to back up 5 yards, but word, you gave them a. You gave them a mulligan. And once again, the refs screw up on the special teams. I'm sorry. The Patriots game got me that first time. When he moved, old dude, I was just like.
Wait, what did he do in this game?
In this game? What the delay of game call?
Because if they, can the team just like, we don't want it. Can we just kind of have to loss it now? Well,
no.
Or it's like, if it's a delay of game.
The thing is with delay of game, it's like automatic.
Yeah.
But my thing is like, you shouldn't even allow him to kick that damn ball then. If that was the case, it shouldn't have come. Because I'm like, you threw it after the fact. That was not okay.
Yeah, it should have been like.
On that note, I feel bad for Falcons fans because I'm like, in a sense, they got screwed out of that.
You
got to
try. Like, oh, 5 yards for back. Oh, I hit it.
But you gave them another chance. But it is what it is.
I mean, yeah. I mean, but you're supposed to be at what? Three? Oh, come on.
Three TDs. Yeah. You can't, especially against Detroit Lions with no Calvin Johnson, you can't lose those type of games.
Golden Tate. Seattle missing you, I guess.
I guess they are. Seven, I mean, he was not
151 yards.
He was not putting up these numbers in Seattle.
No,
he didn't have a quarterback like this in Seattle.
I heard he made a little comment about. I don't. They said they don't know if he was specifically dissing Seattle's receivers. When he was like, "What am I going to be for Halloween? Maybe I'll be a mediocre receiver or something like that, or some to the line." And then, you know, put. You know, both of Martin, John Baldwin, and what's his name in it? And it was like, is he just saying, like, they don't know if he was saying, like, well, they young and, you know, back when it was Seattle, everybody thought they was mediocre. Mm-hmm. Or he's just kind of like, we ain't mediocre. Or was he kind of like, I'm taking a stab at my old team? I'm like,
Maybe well, he feels like they weren't utilizing him properly.
I don't want no mediocre. Yeah, he is.
But he's beasting this season. Mm-hmm. He's having a good season so far. So,
hey man, Detroit trying to hang in there.
Yeah,
Detroit is trying to hang in there. I like the Texans beat them Titans. I saw Watt does a little Mettenberger selfie after he got him, talking about, hey man, you this grown man sport, man, ain't no need for that. I'm just like, yeah, hey, that's just what he does. He like taking selfies. So I saw he sacked him. Like, click. Like that, hey, when you JJ Watt, when you sack somebody,
you do what you want. You can do what you want. How about Zach Mettenberger? Tell your offensive line to block a little bit better. And I mean, wow, I've got to say, my picks of the week have been garbage. Baltimore, I don't know, man. This,
yeah,
they blew it. I was like, oh, lock of the week. Nope,
not lost to the Bengals
and Andy Dalton. Who, again, didn't really have – he had an okay game, 21-28, 266, no TDs and a pick, but it's the Ravens.
Yeah. I mean, they keep going back and forth.
Yeah, I don't know.
That division is straight up for grabs.
It really is.
No, I know. Bernard is questionable now. Yeah.
Mm. That's tough.
Joe Flacco.
That's a tough blow.
Questionable. I don't know. What the hell's going on over there? And I got to say, because they own here. Oh, my God. I saw that Jets game. Both quarterbacks.
Geno's done.
You're like, Geno's done. They're like, okay, put Michael Vick in. Okay, I'm going to have turnovers, too. You're like, what the?
He wasn't prepared.
I don't know what you want to call
he
it.
He wasn't prepared.
No.
I'm like, but Geno, three picks, three series. Yeah.
I mean, the first quarter, you're like, what are you doing?
As soon as I saw the third one, I was like, get him out. He's done. He's done in New York.
Yeah.
He may get another shot somewhere else, as some of these higher pick quarterbacks do, but yeah, he's done in New York. It's Vic's time now.
But there's no hope in it. Like, oh, well, Kyle Orton's coming in. Oh, look, he's producing. It's like,
because Kyle Lorton's actually a good pocket passer.
Everybody, we want Michael Vick. Like, oh, that's what you want?
Again, this is the blunders of the Jets. Let's get Vick. Let's not get a quarterback who can really, you know, help us. Let's get a quarterback who can.
He's going to challenge Vick. What's he do? Turnover.
And then, of course, just has to be mentioned, Oakland Raiders just lost their best shot to get a W this season. So, again, might be the second team to go donut in the season.
I just hope we can win a game.
That's real, Raider fans.
Honestly, it's gotten that bad. Jeez. If they don't win a game this season.
Man.
I would just.
More people jumping.
Yeah.
I've already left that ship.
Yeah.
There's going to be more folk.
I talked to a Raider fan yesterday. He was just like, what? He was like, I don't watch Raider games. I don't watch Laker games. He was like, I just saved myself the heartache. He was like, I just don't even watch them.
Damn.
I'm like, dang. It's gotten that bad, huh? Damn.
Yeah, so looking out at the landscape right now, you know, Arizona sitting nice at 6-1 in the NFC West. Nice little, you know, 4-0 at home.
Mm-hmm.
New Orleans recaptured the lead. You know, as we get into that game in a second. You know, mm-hmm. Detroit, can they hold on? 6-2. Can you hold on?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Green Bay took that L. Nice. Chicago. I mean, damn. Just don't end up last. Because right now you're tied
with Minnesota
at 3-5.
Who won?
And
Teddy B.
Them first few games, you were like, ain't no way they're going to be 3-5. Up. Yeah, you are. You know, Dallas still holding 6-2. Nice. You know, Romo banged up. I don't know.
Yeah, it's tough.
I don't know. And then, you know, out of East, New England, 6-2, leading their division.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo, 5-3, hanging in there.
Yeah.
Right now, AFC North, Cincinnati's 4-2-1.
Yep.
You know, Baltimore and Pittsburgh are tied at 5-3.
We'll get into that game.
Yeah, man, and that's a tight division. I don't know who wants that.
Hey, shout out to Cleveland. They 4-3. They stay in the mix.
Yeah, their window's still open.
Yep.
You know, Colts 5-3. When clearly they the head of that division. Houston's 4-4.
They're trying.
Yeah, not going away.
And then yeah,
and then the Yo squad.
Oh yes, of course.
Broncos 6-1.
That's right.
You know, San Diego 5-3 still. So
hey, Kansas City's 4-3.
Yep.
And then donut.
Yeah.
I just hope we can win a game.
Every time.
Oh my gosh, Raiders! Please just win one. Like if nothing else, win a game. Do mm-hmm. not go winless. Do not. As a Broncos fan, I'm asking y'all not to go win.
But he ain't asking you to win.
Don't beat us, but win a game, please.
All right, so getting to week 9. We're talking about it. Saints beat the Panthers, taking that lead on Thursday night. Cam Newton's struggling, man. Yes. Cam Newton, I had to make a trade for a quarterback because I'm like, y'all, you killing me, man. You are killing me.
He's my backup quarterback, and I'm really like, yeah, I might have to pick up a new one.
Dude.
Even if it's just for one game, but jeez, man, don't cost me. But yeah, I mean, he does run, and he got him a rushing touchdown. So I mean, I guess he can salvage things that way.
Yeah, I mean, he's okay, but
all right. Yeah, he's just been so off. But yeah, 10 for 28, unacceptable.
No, and
unacceptable.
Listening to the game on the way home, you know, missing Kelvin Benjamin on some easy passes, just overthrowing him. You're like, come on, man.
It seems like his confidence is just taking its toll.
I don't know what it is. You know, I can't say he ain't got weapons. Benjamin's turned out nice. Greg Olsen, you know, was solid. You know, run game they really never had a great run game. I don't think they can figure out if they want to do Jonathan Stewart, D'Angelo Williams. We don't know. One of them just need to leave.
Yeah, honestly.
You know, Mark Ingram back at it again. Hey, 30 carries.
Thank you.
100 yards.
Thank you.
Two touchdowns.
Thank you very much. They fed him.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. This is what you're supposed to do. Feed these guys. Take pressure off Drew Brees. He was able to do his thing. Jimmy Graham, 7 catches, 83 yards and a touch.
Mm-hmm.
They rolling. I mean, I don't know. You know, their defense was – we questioned their defense. Their defense seems to be looking better. But at the same time, it was Carolina. So, I mean, you know. Again, can't get overexcited about things like this. But, again, it's a W. They got a strong hold on the division now, and they need to roll with it.
Right, because, you know, Carolina's struggling now.
But they're still in the mix.
Right. Now, we've seen this. Greg Hardy is coming back up. His trial postponed until the end of the season. So, he's like, I want to get back in.
Yeah.
Reinstate me. You're like, oh, this again? Like, I mean, come on. You're like, yeah, if I'm him, yeah, I'm fighting it.
Yeah.
I was in. And then because of one person – now I'm out, but, you know, I ain't sitting out the whole season. Dude, I want to get in and do something.
And the thing is, Ray Rice is going to have his chance to have at an appeal. Yeah. So, you know, why shouldn't Greg Hardy get the same opportunity? I'm not condoning what he did.
No.
But at the same time, you got to be fair in such situations like this.
As of right now, in the NFL, it is not a rule that if you get convicted of domestic violence, you're gone for the season.
Exactly.
And, you know, that first time rule, 6 games. Well, I didn't serve 6 games.
Technically, he has served the 6-game sentence. So,
We ain't saying this right.
It's exactly. But
based on your rules in your.
That's your law. That's your policy. Yep. That's your policy.
So let me get back in.
Exactly.
You know, looking at week 9, which is going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Cardinals at the Cowboys.
That's going to be. Hey, all eyes will be glued on that game.
Mm-hmm.
Because I sure as hell will be watching that game because, wow, Arizona, number one. They've just been looking fantastic ever since last season, you know, when they missed that playoff, you know, by just a game or so.
Mm-hmm.
They seem destined to get back in that mix. And what can I say? They're leading the damn NFC West, who a lot of people consider the best division in football.
Mm-hmm.
And they're rolling right now. Carson Palmer back healthy. Now you have a guy who can get the passes to Michael Floyd, to Larry Fitzgerald, to John Brown,
mm-hmm.
and Andre Ellington's healthy. Nice. And their defense hasn't missed a beat.
Nope.
I mean, they're ferocious and aggressive. So they're rolling. So no. Tony Romo going to have to be careful in this game. Very careful.
This could be, you know, he's been rolling. I want to see what Murray's going to do, how long he's going to keep this streak up. But this is one of them games the Cardinals can't end it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think their focus is going to be, you ain't getting 100 yards.
They're going to force Tony Romo to throw.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to make him throw. And they're going to blitz all kinds of which ways.
Mm-hmm. Which Let's test him. If he going to play, put him on his ass.
Which, again.
Get up, Tony Romo.
And I think early on, what you're going to see them do is they're going to try to flush him out of the pocket to see if he can run.
Mm-hmm.
See how well he can run. If he can't run that well, he's a sitting duck. It's over, son. We killing him. We ain't going to let him get outside, and we're just going to sack him all day long. So, again, I am not wishing injury on Tony Romo at all. But you have to be cognizant of the fact that I'm a football player. I'm a defensive player. I know your back's fucked up. I'm going to lick my chops to get just a great hit on you. I'm not going to focus on your back. But at the same time, that's basically the only area I'm allowed to hit you.
Right.
Is your torso area. So I'm lighting your back up.
If your line can't do it, I'm hitting you.
I'm hitting you.
And you know, I might hit you and pick you back up and dust you off. Exactly. Like, hey, man, you all right? Okay.
I'm going to come back again. So Tyron Smith, his blind side protector, is going to have a hell of a game protecting him because his back is it's sensitive.
Yeah, I can see, you know, coming out the first half. Getting a couple sacks. DeMarco Murray maybe having 40 yards.
And then they say Tony Romo, sources said, he has 2 small fractures in his back, which is like, I'm not even risking him, man. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. Now, you paid him all that damn money. What is – fine. Jerry Jones, do what you want. Do what you want, Jerry. But don't be mad if this man gets severely hurt. Yeah, and your season goes down the fucking drain.
Because you wanted to put him back in on a Monday night game.
Come on, man. That y'all ended up losing anyway.
Mm-hmm. You know, and Brandon Weed may come in and not play well. And it's like, you should have left his butt in.
That's all people going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, I mean, a lot of these other games, I mean, Tampa Bay, Cleveland, that's a donut.
Yeah, you got Eagles at the Texans. That should be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Texans is hungry, trying to stay in it. Just at Chiefs, you know, they're trying to hang in this. Well, we just want to see what
Kansas City win. I'm calling it now.
Yeah, they
lock of the week. This is my lock of the week. I'm taking the easy route.
You know, well, people might be
guaranteed.
Like, you know, so it's like, okay, I'm taking the Jets.
Okay, that's fine. Just go ahead.
It's been rough.
Yeah.
Hey, Chargers at the Dolphins is going to be
interesting, man. Good matchup.
They've been playing well, man.
Mm-hmm.
Dolphins have looked pretty solid, you know, 4-3. And if they're trying to get one of them wild card spots, that's for sure. Keep my eye on them.
Ryan Tannehill's going to have to play much better, though. He's been very shaky, very questionable, and I don't know.
And you got Redskins at the Vikings. RG3's back.
Teddy B.
Yeah, Teddy B's looking good. He's been looking good, man.
That's what. Thank you. Who should have been? Cleveland?
Hey, they both 3-5.
I'm looking at y'all, man. So,
you know, this would be a nice win for Minnesota, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if Redskins lose again, it's basically that game. A Monday night game don't mean jack.
Exactly. But if they win, it'll be 4-5. They still got a chance.
Mm-hmm.
They still got a shot.
You know, the game of the weekend.
No question.
Broncos at Patriots. Why, and somebody brought us up, why does it always feel like it's always at Patriots? Every time it seems like they play each other, it's especially in the regular season. Mm-hmm. Why is Peyton Manning always got to go to Foxborough? Even it feels like every time, even when in the Colts, it was like, oh, he had to go play Foxborough. Like, what?
I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. It's hard enough for Tom Brady to beat Peyton Manning. Tom Brady's record against Peyton is pretty good. His record at Denver against Denver is terrible. So I don't know if it's just, you know, the back offices are like, well, let's even the odds. He's going against Denver, who he does not have a good record against. You know, Peyton, he has a slight advantage there. So I don't know. I don't freaking know. And honestly, I don't freaking care. We gonna whoop their ass, and I can't wait for it.
There you go.
I can't wait.
Nice road test for sure.
Aqib Talib coming back, baby. Mm. Wes Welker coming back.
Who did they lose? Who did New England lose on defense again?
They lost somebody else.
Didn't they lose somebody last week? I can't think of bro's name.
I am not sure if they lost somebody. Not Gerard May. They lost Gerard.
They lost Chandler Jones. Was it Chandler? I forgot. I don't remember who it was. But
if they lost somebody else, hey, good for Denver. Wonderful. Make our lives easier.
Nah, that's for real. You got
Oakland, Seattle. Come on, Oakland.
Come on, man.
Get a W.
Come on.
Yeah. I just hope we can win a game.
Come on, let's go.
Come on, win one.
Hey, man. And Seattle, all the Seattle fans, if you lose to the Raiders, folks talking some shit, and rightfully so.
Yeah, and it's at Seattle. There's no way y'all should lose that game. No way.
Should be a damn just blowout, especially after you struggled
against Carolina.
You know, at least be up by 10 points.
Oh, at least.
But if this is like, oh, you know, we got to go down 3 minutes. Let's make this drive to lock the game up. Like, dude, really?
Oh, boy. Probably second best game. You got Baltimore and Pittsburgh Sunday night.
Mm-hmm. Both 5-3.
Hey, man. I don't know. This game is really hard to pick.
Yeah, and then, you know, Steelers have been playing real well. Mm-hmm. And when these teams get together, the nastiness comes out.
Yep. I'm expecting a low-scoring game.
Mm.
I'm not expecting a shootout in this one. I'm expecting – I think both defenses will get up for this game.
Oh, I know they will.
And I see, you know, first team to 20.
Yeah, I was just about to say that first. Yeah. You know, going for the third straight, Steelers mm-hmm. are. So that's going to be nice. Yep. And in the Monday night game, you got the Colts at the Giants. You know, Colts need to kind of right the ship a little bit. Giants, yeah, it's Monday night game. You never know.
Yeah.
I would not be shocked. You know, they always got something to prove, got a chip on their shoulder.
Yeah.
And they're trying to stay in the mix, too.
That is true.
You know, they 3-4. They, you know, at least come back 4-4. You know, come even the halfway point during the season,
mm-hmm.
be careful.
Yeah.
This is the Giants. Oh, they suck. All of a sudden, they just, you know, are average. And then the second half of the season, they just blow up.
Yep.
So we're looking at it, man. There's going to be some good games this week.
Definitely.
So we're gonna take a quick break. We're going to come back, get into some basketball, y'all. I'm ready. Yep. Are y'all? This is the Brothers Lamb Sports Happy Hour.
Holla.
Check it. I make $1 million every 6 months, and y'all hating my game, saying my name. They call me the E Wrong Things, knowing I'm fly without wings. Uh-huh. While some of y'all have to pull strings. In this era, I maintain the freak upon the beat. Master bass lines of Raphael Sadiq, lyrical mastermind and genius. So don't snooze, no missions impossible. Ask Tom Cruise. Uh-huh. I keep a joint lit when I have to spit a rough paragraph. Laugh when I'm busting your ass. Who want it? Come and see me like 112, uh-huh. And I rock that bell with Fox and L. E-Dub, yeah. Mr. Excitement, right? The Portuguese of rap, so come to the light, uh-huh. Yes, the recipient of this award comes to moi, the best qualified superstar, yeah. My squad stays on point like that. It's the joint.
Yeah, my squad stay on point like
that. It's the joint. New York, I'm in your area. DC, I'm in your area. New Jersey, I'm in your area.
GMD is a world premiere. It's the joint, stay on point, plus I'm feeling it. Niggas killing shit, trying to duplicate the manuscripts. That's impossible, pray like a gospel. Overcoming setbacks, jumping over obstacles. Like Evel Knievel, on point like a needle. And PMD's like the Beatles, back with another sequel to hip hop. Check 1-2 and you don't stop. Rap with mainstream R&B and pop. Now the world's shocked. D doubles back with Mike Dot. Like it or not, we about to turn it up another notch. My speed, put it down for my seeds. War breed, Acres with the D's. Joint.
My squad stays on point like that. It's the joint.
Yeah, my squad stay on point like
that. It's the joint.
VA, I'm in your area.
GA, I'm in your area.
Yeah, Chi-Town, I'm in your area. EPMD is a world premiere.
My style's diggable, so I'm fat like that. I got a Benz too, and it's black like that. I got maze of chips, and they stack like that. A 5-year spread, and now we back like that. How dandy, niggas sitting in their room with brandy. Way pissed off, thinking how they can't stand me. We robbed Sean for his pen. Talking, not looking, shooken, a dead man walk.
You know me, from ripping flows with my homie, the one and only, genuine like pony. You wanna ride? You call me up when you're lonely. I'm Parrish Smith the shit, great like Tony. I'm hitting.
Where from?
From Brentwood to San Quentin, I'ma keep rhyming, still representing. For my niggas up north and in the courts, until the MC's taking no shorts in this blood sport.
My squad stays on point like that. It's the joint.
Yeah, my squad stay on point like
that.
It's the
joint. Detroit, I'm in your area.
Cali, I'm in your area.
Philly, I'm in your area.
EPMD is a world for me.
Welcome back, y'all, to the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour. Y'all want to hit us up? Talk some football. What's your team like? Let's see how it gets to the halfway point. Who you think is going to win these games? Hit us up, thebrotherslehman at gmail.com, on Twitter, at brotherslehman, or on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, if you want to talk some smack, want to, you know, think we wrong about some things, let us know. Ain't no shame. We ain't going to take it the wrong way. Hit us up and let us know.
Holla.
Mm-hmm. All right, so season has started, and I'm already glued to the TV.
Tuesday kicked it off, and we've had about a week's worth almost, and... Ooh, it's been some good games so far, man. It honestly has really been good so far.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost playoff atmosphere-ish in some of these games.
Yeah, so I'm getting like, a little tight.
I'm like, okay. All right now.
All right. Yeah, it's been interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm going to run through the week. You know, we'll see how we do this NBA season. Right now, you have the Spurs pulling out that one-point victory.
Kick it off with your squad.
Yes. Oh, got them fat rings.
Again, this is one. It almost felt like a playoff atmosphere game. It was.
Yeah, these.
They won by 8 points.
Yeah. Tony Parker, 3 to win the game. Then Monte Ellis missed one for the win.
Woo.
Yo, keep saying it. Dallas and San Antonio, that's a for real rivalry. And what makes it a real rivalry is they battle in the playoffs, y'all. Yeah. That's what they do.
Seriously.
You know, I'm happy for that victory. You know, I love them shiny rings and, you know, had to do what we had to do.
Yeah.
Also, that opening night, you had the Rockets get blown. Well, Rockets blow out the Lakers. Had a nice little Kobe, Dwight Howard scuffle, finally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had
calling them soft.
Yeah, they hadn't played at all, you know, last season.
I had a feeling this was coming. Mm-hmm. I had a feeling they was going to at least have some
this
words.
This is why the NBA has always tried to schedule these two teams to play on a national television time. So I'm like, let's see what happens. And sure enough, they finally play each other. And what happens? You know,
Kobe swiping at the ball, and Dwight gives like move.
Yeah, Dwight's doing the normal thing big men do when you taught to rebound. It's clear space. Mm-hmm. Kobe sticks his head in, gets caught with the elbow, and all of a sudden, you soft. Try me. Like, here we go. Here we go. And then some, you know, of course, the bad part of the season. That's how I felt watching Julius Randle.
Man.
I mean, you're just like, damn it. I'm not even a fan, a Laker fan like that. It was like, oh, man.
I'm blaming you for that one.
Why? Because I said they jinxed.
Yep.
They jinxed. I'm saying it. Lakers, I don't know if it's – it has to be something Phil Jackson in. I honestly think when They got rid of everybody on that staff.
He put a hex on them.
Yeah. Somebody on somebody who was there for 30 years.
Put a voodoo spell on that motherfucker.
Felt like you kicking me out for what? Why? Because I like Phil Jackson. Okay. I curse y'all. Every time you get somebody, you're going to get hurt every few games. And sure enough, it was like, damn.
Out for the season. Like at first, when you first saw it, I mean, he kicked himself, and you're kind of like, what the heck happened? Mm-hmm.
But he was down for a minute.
Yeah, you saw him with the sprained ankle. Then I saw Gary go over there, and it was like, no.
No, had to pull the stretcher out. And you're like, oh, that's not good.
And I mean, I will.
Reports of a broken leg. And he had a, I've seen him had surgery for a fractured tibia. You just don't like to see that for young guys.
Yeah, especially, you know, rookie season. Lottery pick, you're like
first game, not even like 10 games in. Yo, first, you didn't even get to finish your first game. Like, and a team that's already has a depth problem losing a guy like that.
And I will give it to Kobe. It was nice to see Kobe, you know, giving the man a vote of confidence, like, you know, it's going to be all right. Don't trip. Don't worry. Mm-hmm. I'm back. You saw what I went through. And so, I mean, that was good to see,
mm-hmm.
but it's just like, damn, again?
Right.
First Steve Nash, now him. It's, golly, Nick Young's out. God.
You know, it's going to be a long season.
I mean,
season.
This is the NBA season so far. Yeah. A bunch of injuries, and this is we ain't even done yet with injuries.
Nope. Also that week, hey, Anthony Davis against the Magic, 26 points, 17 boards, 9 blocks. Folks is already talking about this the next superstar.
He looks to be that.
I like to see. I think this year he's really going to try to challenge that best power forward in the mm-hmm. league, you know, mantle.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope he does, man. He this dude does it on both ends of the court. Is trying to be that next great two-way big man.
Yeah.
You know, I'm pretty sure soon he'll be getting dunking comparisons. You know, I want to see what he does, man. You know, New Orleans is going to be, you know, if they can get some things going, arguably they have – the best three big man rotation when him Ashik went off on that game
and Ryan Anderson popping threes,
back, man. Yeah. In terms of their versatility,
they can carry you from all angles. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can outboard you. They can D you up. They can shoot threes. So I mean, hey, shout out to Anthony Davis. I mean, clearly the man has been working on his game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when he came out of Kentucky, you were kind of you knew defensively he was going to be good. Mm-hmm. He was solid defensively. Offensively, you still had questions. You know, you were like, we'll see. But, I mean, clearly he's put in the work.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that's what you want to see from these young cats. Well, is he going to put in the necessary work to be great?
Mm-hmm.
And he's putting in the work to be great.
Yeah, can he carry his team to the playoffs? That's his next step. That's his goal.
That's his next step, yeah.
And so I'm curious to see what it's going to be like.
Yeah.
He had the Wednesday, had the Knicks opener at Madison Square Garden, and them Bulls whooped that ass.
What did we do?
You got knocked the fuck out!
I mean, it was great to see. I mean, first of all, it was just great to see Derrick Rose play, you know, with no restrictions, be able to do his thing. It was also good to see how deep we were as a team. I mean, Aaron Brooks was going off, Taj Gibson was killing. I mean, Doug McDermott was hitting buckets. I mean, you saw how deep we can actually be as a team and how formidable they are. You know, defensively, they can still be stout.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you know, Pau Gasol, 21-11. I mean, they had a really great all-around game. Mm-hmm. It was good to see to kick off the season with. And, you know, I mean, for the Knicks, damn it, they have a new coach, new GM, new system.
Mm-hmm.
It's all new.
The first game at that home opener was ugly.
It was. But it's all new.
Mm-hmm.
It's all new for them.
Yeah, no. And you had all that saying now. You had the Blazers came back to beat the Thunder. That's going to be a tight game.
Mm-hmm.
These two teams, I like what I'm about to see with them. You know, and more funny with these two teams on Thursday. You know, we had the big home opener, big event. Supposedly one of the biggest games in Cleveland history. You know, let's have a damn concert, a show. Let's just do anything to ride this nigga dick, LeBron James. I mean, God. I was like, oh, Kendrick Lamar? Like, what?
Yeah.
Seriously?
It was way over the
top. The season opened up on Tuesday, not Thursday, Tuesday.
It was way over the top.
Can I get Kendrick Lamar at my ring ceremony? Oh, I can't. Oh, who's he going to be? Oh, the man who got his ass whooped in the final? Oh, okay, I guess so.
In all honesty, it was an okay game, but it wasn't
well,
honestly.
It was all this hype.
Wasn't honestly the best game of the night.
No,
to be fair.
No, I mean that.
But I mean, we saw it coming. We saw all the hoopla about him going back home. Mm-hmm. So I mean, you knew when his first home game at home, opening night.
I mean, they made it like it was, you know, the fact they were like, this is one of the biggest games. I'm like, it's a regular season. Look, I know you're back. I mean, that's big, but I'm like, you know what? Cleveland in the finals again. Yes, that will be your Cleveland winning a playoff game, a finals game. That's big.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a home opener for an 82-game season.
And not to mention.
So what?
You lost.
Yep.
Y'all didn't even win the damn game.
Nope.
To the damn Knicks.
Yep.
Who got blown out by the Bulls.
And that was a nice win, comeback win.
Coming off back-to-back. Who came just played the night before.
Mm-hmm.
No excuse. No excuse at all. And, of course, Cleveland fans were probably panicking. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. First freaking game. I'm sure a lot of them had jitters. I mean, because honestly, if you're not LeBron James, that's a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of pressure on you. So I'm like, for LeBron, I mean, with Miami, they did the whole 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 parade and all that stuff. So he knows what it's like already. For Deion Waiters and Tristan Thompson and them, this is new to me.
Mm-hmm.
This whole parade. I mean, basically, they are expected to go to the finals.
Yep.
Do you know how much pressure that is alone? And now you're coming with this parade and all this hoopla. That's a lot of pressure for opening night. So, honestly, it wasn't even a shock they lost.
No,
it wasn't surprising.
Wasn't. You know, you kind of saw a little bit of the triangle that day.
Mm-hmm.
Nice little ball movement.
I mean, J.R. Smith had 7 assists.
Yeah, he was like, I think, wow. I think Melo has 6. You were like, okay.
Whoa.
Okay,
ball movement.
And for Knicks fan, you're like, okay, maybe this can do. Maybe you can
maybe
do
it can work.
The fact that you got J.R. Smith passing 7 assists, is that a career high for him? I mean, damn. But you know, hey, Nick, I want to see what Derrick Fisher is gonna do.
Yeah,
he's gonna own it. And in the other series, you know, Clippers struggled, but they ended up beating the home the Thunder.
But the
in their home opener,
the news of the evening.
Oh man. Man, Westbrook fractures his hand as if they didn't need it. Kevin Durant already out. Jeremy Lamb is out. Reggie Jackson's out.
You know? Do you know who really is in the background saying what the fuck?
Who was that?
Adam Silver. What the fuck? Why are all my stars getting hurt?
This is why they
all my players is getting hurt.
Mm-hmm. Let's make it a 62-game season. this is why.
Yep. This is why they want to shorten it out. I mean, geez, you had Courtney Lee for Grizzlies. He's out with a concussion.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's like, geez, man.
Look, and I know that you've already started to see the writing and people are like, are they going to make the playoffs? I'm like, look, he's only out 4 weeks is what I read for
yes,
Westbrook.
Yes, they're going to make the playoffs.
Out at least 4 weeks. You know, now if both of them were out like till January, then you're like, okay, maybe they don't have enough room to make up some time. To get the W.
Yeah.
You know, to get in. But, you know, so it's all right. You had some man who just went off in that game.
Oh, Perry Jones?
Yeah. Went off for 32.
He's the guy they need to step up. I mean, former first-round pick out of Baylor. He needs to step up. Definitely.
You know, the Clippers.
He is the guy now.
You know, of course, they had all the hype. Mm-hmm. You know, the new ownership, first game, all that. You know, they looked just okay.
Yeah.
They could be better.
Could be first-game jitters. I mean, you know. New owner.
Yeah.
You know, getting over this whole dark cloud of Donald Sterling finally moving on from that.
Steve Ballmer, extra hype.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, high expectations.
Mm-hmm.
You're expected another one. We're expecting y'all to go to the finals.
I'm saying,
so,
you know.
I mean, pressure's on.
Yeah, if Oklahoma City can just get some of their guys healthy. And I know this is all that blessing in disguise talk. This is going to force Scott Brooks finally.
Yes.
To develop that bench.
Exactly.
You know, Steven Adams starting, which is smart,
mm-hmm.
over Kendrick Perkins.
Yes.
People, a lot of people are probably like, finally. But they never got a center that was really that good.
Yeah.
You know, Ibaka, he ain't going to take over offensively.
No.
He's had his moments. He hasn't. But you get Lamb back, Reggie Jackson. You get Perry Jones. If you get these guys some confidence, some time to play in the fourth quarter, get them some good minutes. You know, you might have a nice little rotation,
mm-hmm.
you know, come to playoffs.
Yeah.
But for Westbrook, I'm just like, oh, I know he was like, oh, there goes my opportunity. Because he was looking good.
Yeah,
he was looking good.
He was looking really good.
And you're just like, ugh.
Yeah.
You know, the Clippers, sucks. You know, of course, you had the Clippers, Lakers last night. And Clippers pulled that one out.
feel so bad for the Lakers, man.
Man, Griffin had 39 on that joint.
Mm, that's your MVP.
Yeah. You make a statement, shoot. Yeah. You already took that L.
Yeah.
You know, and then you had the Cavs, and beat your Bulls.
Yeah. So that means they're going to the finals. I mean, if it's in...
If you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
That's exactly what we do. Everybody's like, oh, they won. That means they're going to the finals. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, another one. That was like a playoff game.
Mm-hmm. It was starting to get real chippy.
It was like, wow. So, I mean, and then unfortunately, very scary moment for a second. It was like, Derrick Rose is hurt. Mm-hmm. But it's just a sprained ankle. He's a game time decision for tonight, so he can play. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to overhype it. But I mean, personally, hold his ass out tonight. We're playing the Minnesota Timberwolves. No disrespect to them, but you know, without Derrick Rose, you know, even without Taj Gibson, because he's a game time decision as well, we should be able to beat them.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I would hold on the side of caution and just at least hold him out this one game.
No, most impressive with that game, you know, Tristan Thompson came out and, you know, showed up. I mean, it was just them offensive boards.
I was so disappointed in my squad.
Yeah.
I didn't know what they were
Bulls
doing.
Bulls don't usually get, you know, killed like that
on
the
boards. It was so uncharacteristic. You but know,
it's the first game.
Shout out to freaking Cleveland. Mm-hmm. They now that is what I expect to see when these teams play.
Mm-hmm.
A close game, physical, you know, a little chippiness because they don't like each other. But that is what I'm expecting to see more of.
And I'm sure LeBron's happy that he doesn't have to be the leading rebounder on his team like he was in Miami. Yes, I said that he was a leading rebounder in Miami.
Well, I've been
to too
that.
Many Chris Bosh
leading everything.
Two rebound games. I mean, you got Kevin Love, you got Vergeau, now that Tristan Thompson trying to get in the mix. I mean, that's some nice depth front court rebound.
And I mean, I think you clearly saw watching the game, these are the two best teams in the East.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that clearly they're the two best teams in the East.
Yeah, my only thing is Deion Waiters got to come off the bench.
Yeah.
He's got to. That's too much scoring all out on the offense.
And he seems like a guy where if he don't get his shot after a while, he starts pouting and
that's what they were saying.
Getting a little upset. So I'm like, fine, if you want the ball like that, yes. Give him a Jamal Crawford role, bring him off the bench, and then just give him the green light and let him do what he do. When LeBron's out, bring him in. When LeBron and Kyrie ain't in there, put him in the game.
Yeah, because between, you know, Vergeau, you know, you can't have all scoring dudes in your starting lineup. You know, Vergeau was there for defensive rebounding purposes. We know LeBron James is going to get his because that first game with his 8 turnovers, you were like.
Uncharacteristic of LeBron.
I mean, he took 30 shots.
Yeah.
Which. Well, he had to dial that back.
Yeah.
You have enough offensive weapons where he don't need 30 shots.
True.
But, you know, Kevin Love, 17. Kyrie Irving, 17. Straight up, it ain't a lot of shots to run. Tristan Thompson took 13.
Yeah.
You know, and then I think having Thompson and Deion Waiters on the bench is a nice, you know, that's a nice little, you know, bench production.
Now, we've already heard Sean Marion's a little upset because he ain't getting no time yet. I'm like, hey, dude, this is part of the package when you do this.
Look, and I'm looking at now LeBron James played 42 minutes.
Thank you.
Kevin Love, 41. Irvin, 35. You know, Vergeau and Thompson are basically going to be splitting that extra big.
Who was the backup small forward in Miami when LeBron was there? It was LeBron James. James Jones didn't play at all.
No.
Nope. So, the backup.
And James Jones didn't play at all here.
It was LeBron James was the backup to LeBron James. So it is what it is. Sean Marion should have known. If you wanted time, you shouldn't have gone to Cleveland, honestly.
I mean, he's basically going to have to play shooting guard.
Yes.
If he wants to get some time.
Seriously. So.
Yeah, LeBron's straight up. LeBron James does not need to play that many damn minutes right now.
But he's going to.
But, you know, they're going to. David Blatt's new. Got his first W. They got something to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was a playoffish game. So, yeah, I feel it. But.
Hey,
that's a lot. That's a lot.
Just had to throw this out there. The Sacramento Kings beat Portland.
What?
103-94. Rudy Gay dropped 40.
Mm.
So, I mean, hey, maybe that might be a nice little tandem with he and DeMarcus Cousins.
No, they can be. They can be something nice.
Mm-hmm.
They can be. We'll just see if they can make it work.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been, you know, so far, great week in the NBA.
Really?
Of course, we got to talk about some money, though.
Yeah.
Show me the money.
Man, somebody got paid. Okay, Klay Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
4 years, $70 million extension. Because you know it was that deadline yesterday. 4 years, 70. Damn.
They had to lock him up, though.
Gave him a max deal.
They had to lock him up. I mean, this is why I said he's got to step up into that number one role. I mean, you getting paid like that, man, you got to be the guy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, I was like, wow. Okay.
That's a lot of money.
You know, and you basically, Harrison Barnes, you gone.
Yeah.
Because they got, you know, Draymond Green going to need some dough, and I don't know if they're going to pay. They can pay him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you Jim David Lee out because you paid Bogut last year. You paid Iguodala last year.
Yeah.
And, you know, you getting away with Curry on the cheap, which was a great deal at the time.
Yeah.
I'd give him. That was nice, getting him for $10 million a year. His contract come around, he's going to want five-year max dollars.
Yep, without question. You know, if you ain't paying him, somebody will.
No. Anderson Varejao got him an extension, estimated at 3 years, $30 million. He was in the last year of his deal. You know, helps that, you know, LeBron and them came back, his boy back. And, you know, Varejao's nice. Varejao's solid. He was making around that before. So $10 million for a great hustle guy. That works. Alex Burke from Utah got him a nice 4 year, $42 million deal. You know, extension as well.
Nice. They locking up their young cats.
Mm-hmm. And then Ricky Rubio got him a 4 year, $56 million. I was like, okay.
It wasn't max.
No.
It wasn't max. It was kind of what I assumed. Be kind of closer, similar to what they threw out to Eric Bledsoe.
Mm-hmm.
And, wasn't surprising me.
No, that's fine. You know, I know Kawhi Leonard ain't getting no extension.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, they'll handle it in the offseason. I think whatever they're getting is going to match, you know, but he wants some money, and I don't blame him.
Yeah.
You know, he's the future, and I think having, you know, Duncan and Ginobili's contract come off the books, you know, I always think they'll give him close to the max. I don't think they'll give him at max. They may try to get him to take a mil or two less per season, which I think is fair.
And
but, you know, hopefully that'll work out. But, hey, I'm not stressed at all about it. I don't think Kawhi and them at all, you know, they clearly like to take care of their dudes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the guy who wants them. And for everybody who's like, they don't pay dudes. Duncan had gotten max money. He gotten big money for a minute. It's just when he started to slow down, he just took less.
Yeah.
And Kawhi Leonard, I think, is going to cash in.
And it's the same with Jimmy Butler. I mean, they didn't come to an agreement, but he already said he don't see himself going nowhere else.
Not a word.
He said he wants to bet on himself, which I can't knock him for.
No.
So, you know.
You know, and I think Tristan Thompson in that game definitely was playing with a chip on his shoulder and not getting an extension. So, you know, that's going to be interesting to see. You know, guys trying to get their money. All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick break. We are going to come back, get into some college football. Playoff standings are here. So let's get into that. Y'all listen to the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour.
Brothers Lehman Sports. Happy hour with my daddy and Uncle Jonathan.
What's your favorite sports team?
Lakers!
We know Jonathan loves that. Welcome back, y'all. Brother Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Yo.
Hey, y'all. I know y'all, some of y'all out there want to talk some NBA. Hit us up. Let's talk. The Brothers Lehman at gmail.com. On Twitter at Brothers Lehman. on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, let us know. And I hope you guys are enjoying the show. You know, let us know what your thoughts are, and we'll get back at you. Holla at us.
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm going crazy with my sound effects. And it took a while. It took me a minute to get them, you know, get the equipment and all that worked out. So I'm having fun. So let me know what y'all think of that stuff.
Stay tuned. There will be more.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's get into some college football. The rankings is out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, playoff picture is, you know, set for the moment. Mm-hmm. You know, right now you got Mississippi State on top. You know, Florida State 2, Auburn 3, Ole Miss 4. Mm-hmm. Right now, those are four that are getting in. Then you got round out the top 10. You got Oregon, Alabama, TCU, Michigan State, Kansas State, Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, right now, I can't argue that.
No.
You know, the SEC, especially SEC West, they're playing well. You know, I know come toward the end, you got the conference championships, all that'll work itself out.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I ain't mad. Oregon is right in there. If you can hold on, go, you know, stay a one-loss team. I know one of them teams between Mississippi State, Auburn, and Ole Miss, you know, they'll kind of knock each other out. And hopefully they can squeak in.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, TCU's been looking impressive. You know, Michigan State, and I, you know, I don't, Georgia.
Georgia's been okay. They haven't been the same without Todd Gurley.
No, because he's out for, they held up that four-game suspension.
Yep.
They're like, nah, you're not coming in. I was like, damn, okay, you know, don't let him in there.
Exactly.
You know, Florida State pulled out of it. They went down 21-0, beat number 25 Louisville on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people having doubts about them. They not really sold.
Yeah.
You know, they don't look like the number two team. You know, they're pulling out the necessary wins, you know, but I don't know. You know, and then Georgia lost today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? At Florida, 38-20. Mm. So they're not going to get in.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, TCU. Yeah, it's TCU beat West Virginia by one. So they stock is rolling.
Their stock is going up. Yeah, definitely.
You know, this Oregon Stanford. They're up 21-6 right now. Come on, Oregon. Y'all the best chance. You know, Mississippi State right now down 10-7. To Arkansas.
Mississippi is above Auburn 14-7 right now. So
that's the game everybody watching.
Yeah.
I will be watching it as soon as I get off.
We done.
Yeah, that's going to be good. So it's the end. And then I saw, sorry, Kenny Trio. Have you been benched? I was like, whoa, I guess all that hype.
And suspended.
Oh, and suspended?
Apparently he was suspended a couple games for conduct, disobeying team rules. He's had issues in the past with drinking, so I'm not sure if that's related matter. But yeah, after that first game he had where he broke Johnny Manziel's record, like, oh snap, he gonna be better than Johnny Football. Well, I told y'all no, he wasn't, and clearly he ain't.
Nope, they were rolling well, and they last three losses were bad, and you know, I think got smoked by Alabama.
He bought into the hype. Mm-hmm. The whole Kenny Trio crap. It was like, dude, after one game, you gonna nickname yourself? Mm-hmm. Nah. You should have been humble and been like, look, I haven't earned that yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna work hard though and make sure that, you know, one day I do earn that name.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, hasn't been playing well. Part of that has been the defense's fault. I'm not gonna put it all on his shoulders, but you're the quarterback. You're the face of the franchise, and you know, if Johnny Manziel could win with a shitty D, you are expected to do the same, sir.
Yeah, they should.
So,
and then we saw what the last thing with college football. I saw Michigan's athletic director Dave Brandon resigns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, had a lot of issues. I know we had that game with my man who took that concussion.
Yeah,
and went back in. I've already heard there's been some other issues going on with Michigan down there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, their program is just falling right now.
Falling off.
No.
It's kind of, man, it's sad to see, but because they're a historic franchise, or not a franchise, but a college.
They are.
Especially in the sports world. You hate to see things like this happen, but it seems like it's just time for a change in that area. They've been bad for the last few years, and they're not the same Michigan you're used to seeing, you know, playing in football.
No, you're not. So sorry to see that happen.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we had a tight MLB World Series. I know people talking about just the one nobody want to watch. And
I watched it.
You know, I tried to watch, and it wasn't not because of the games. It was just the other stuff doing. And then, of course, NBA back, you know, Thursday night football. It's just all these other sports is taking over. But, hey, I mean, you can't beat that. Game 7, two outs, tying run on third base. What you gonna do? Madison Bumgarner, five scoreless innings, just came in like, here, come in. Come in.
It was just, he was ridiculous. And then, I mean, I was watching that game, bottom of the ninth. You're like, come on, Kansas City. You see the fans are just like, come on. Alex Gordon hits a shot outfield. For whatever reason, San Francisco could not get the ball. You're going to have people still who are like, should the third base coach have held him or should he have just told him keep going? Because, I mean, it was close, man. When I was watching it, I was like, keep going.
But he was slow.
Yeah, but and then when I saw the replay, I was like, yeah, he probably wouldn't have made
no,
it.
No,
he probably wouldn't have made it. And if he had gotten out at that point, you would have just been throwing your hands up like, what are you doing?
Right. You just unexpectedly got a triple. Just
so
stay
I'm like,
there.
You
got
to play the odds.
Yeah.
And I mean, he was on third. But yeah, Baumgartner just shut him out in that last at bat. And it was just like, fuck it. That's it.
Yeah.
I turned it off. As soon as that dude hit a pop fly, I was like, switch. I do not want to see the all celebrating. I'm sorry, I don't.
They was all calm. You seen Madison Bumgarner, like, you know, everybody knowing his little country self. Just like, yeah, just what I do. Just go out and pitch. Not really emotionally high. Like, yeah, it's another win. You're like, okay, hey.
I like it. I mean, for some guys, and I mean, I've been asked that question by some people. Why are you just so calm all the time? I mean, what is there to panic about?
Mm-hmm.
He's doing his job. Mm-hmm. His job is to play baseball and pitch. That's what he did. Yeah. He did his job.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you're that great and you come through, it ain't tripping. We ain't talking about the Paul Georges of the world where it's just struggling and you just seem like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, we show some passion. You can see the passion in his face when it's on and he's going to be about it.
Mm-hmm.
So congrats to the Giants, 3 titles in 5 years.
Congratulations.
You know, hey, I mean.
They won. Yeah. I'm not going to, I mean, look, yes, I'm not a big Giants fan, but. I commend them for winning. I mean, shoot, they've been winning. Yeah,
this is a dynasty to me. I know some people are,
well, they haven't won. And I'm like, look, baseball.
3-5 is hard.
Baseball, you go back and forth. Like I said, baseball is one of the hardest sports to be consistent every year at. Because you have dudes who have great seasons, and then the next year they're ass. Mm-hmm. And then the next year they're great. So, I mean.
And this team, why? Because
this is how baseball is.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, probably the Cardinals will win next year.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
That's what I'm saying. And then something was interesting that I was reading, you know, with baseball. You know, Cubs fired Rick Renteria, hired former Rays manager Joe Maddon. I know Renteria was only there for one season. You know, Joe Maddon gets a lot of love. Seemed like when soon as he inexplicably decided to resign, you know, when I think he had like a year or so left on his deal from Tampa Bay. And all of a sudden, it was like, oh, Cubs is interested. And then now that he's there, we going to the World Series.
No, you're not. Okay. But let's just be clear. The Chicago Cubs have been one of the worst baseball teams for a while.
Long time.
I mean, yes, Sammy Sosa was there during, you know, him and the Mark McGwire were going back and forth and all that stuff. Yes, they have been terrible for a long time. I mean, I'm a White Sox fan, so I keep up with the Chicago sports. And my team ain't that great, but Chicago's worse than ours. So, I mean, they were last again in their division. Again. So, I mean, they've been terrible. They're going to have to stack talent. Now, I give mad props to Joe Maddon. You know, he's a good manager and all that.
Yeah, he had them playing well.
It's kind of shady the way he dipped like that. But,
you know, and the Cubs thing, I'm like – on one hand, I can look at it like, damn, you kind of got one season. You didn't even let the guy try. However, in a situation like that, when you see a guy you want.
And he's a high-profile manager.
You go get him.
Yeah.
And I'm not mad at that.
I'm not either.
No, it's about winning, and the Cubs are about trying to win. You know, I hope somewhere they do. I mean, you see the Royals. You've seen that passion. Them fans. I mean, if they were like, hey, you get a game 7 in your home. For a chance to win the World Series, and you ain't even sniffed it in like 25 some years, would you take it? They'd be like, hell yeah.
And I mean, Joe Maddon, he needed a change of scenery.
Mm-hmm.
Tampa Bay, you know, he did a good job getting them competitive. They won the East a couple times. And
he got them to the World Series.
You know, sometimes, you know, things aren't working out and you just need change.
He was there like, what, 9 seasons?
He was there for a while. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was there for a while.
You know, so, you know, we want
good luck to him.
Yeah, good luck to him on that for sure. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get into these awards, y'all. It's that time.
Whoop, whoop.
Got to start off with the Noise Award.
Noise, noise, noise.
Noise, noise. All right, for me, since we were talking about baseball, my Noise Award is going out to the Kansas City Royals. I mean, just scrappy team. Nobody picked them to do anything. I mean, he's like, Kansas City Royals, they good? I mean, seriously. And then them fans came out.
They were passionate.
You know, man. Seeing that blue George Brett just pop in the up in the box seats just cheering. I mean, I was turning the game on for that game seven just feeling. I mean, mm-hmm. You kicked the Angels ass.
Big time.
I mean, which was like, wow.
Wow.
Then you beat the Orioles to get there, you know, thanks to the way the AL, the All-Star game, you know, they had home field, mm-hmm. and it got to a game seven, and they scrapped. And, you know, I don't have a problem with scrappy teams. It ain't about flash. It's just right. This game is all about pitching and defense mm-hmm. and making the necessary plays, and they did all that. They just were a hit short of tying it, and maybe, you know, if it goes in the extra innings –
you never know.
They've been the extra innings king. Yeah. So, you know, shout out to them. I'm really happy for that team. You know, of course, we like seeing all the same teams win. I would like to see my team win all the time, but I'm not mad. I do like seeing other teams get in. And for teams and franchises that completely are terrible all the time, for them to get in and get that taste and almost there, I'm happy. I'm glad for them. So, shout out to the Royals. I like what y'all did.
Hopefully, they can keep the momentum going and remain competitive mm-hmm. next year, and I hope they don't fall back to just being the terrible Royals.
It's hard.
It's baseball. Hard. I mean, you go back and forth, so mm-hmm. it's rough. But, yeah, definitely shout out to them.
Shout out, Kojak.
For sure. My Noise Award is probably going to sound kind of cold to some people, but I'm using it more so as a lesson learned. Johnny Football tweeted out a phone number. And I guess a lot of people are assuming. I don't know if it's been confirmed. A lot of people are assuming it was his number. Mm-hmm. Now, I guess he was supposed to direct message. He was trying to direct message it to somebody. But apparently, he accidentally sent it out to all of his followers. And then, of course, within about an hour or so, his mailbox was full. Mm-hmm. So, I guess it was his number. They traced it to Texas, to where he's from. Mm-hmm. So, I'm assuming it's his phone number. Let that be a lesson to you, Johnny Football. Why were you even tweeting your phone number to somebody anyway? See, I mean, my thing is, if you're talking to somebody, Johnny Football. I'm high profile. We chopping it up, blah, 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 blah. You want to talk on the phone, fine. Shoot me your number, and I'll call you. You really think I'm going to risk putting my shit out there on open it? Because I'm like, okay, you can direct message it to somebody. But what if that person, not saying they would, goes around and is like, yo, look, I got Johnny Football phone number. Next thing you know, somebody else got the number. Everybody got the damn number. A la what just happened here. So let this be a lesson to everybody. Do not press send. I mean, damn.
Just check. I've done that.
Or just
for show purposes. Just, but
just
I'm like,
double check what you're doing before doing anything.
You can look and tell.
If it's direct message or not, you know it if it is. Right. So, you know, be careful. And for him, I just hope he learned a lesson in this aspect. First of all, you're the backup quarterback.
He's frustrated.
I know he is. And I get that. And it's understandable. But unfortunately, they're 4-3. Brian Hoyer is playing decently. They just beat the Raiders again. I mean, there's no reason to pull Brian Hoyer at this point.
No.
So, unfortunately, this is what happens with young guys. When you come in and you're starting all the time and you've been starting in high school and then you start all the time in college, you get to the NFL and you're the backup. And it's an adjustment. You're going to have to
take a moment to learn.
I'm sorry to say. I mean, dudes had to do that for you.
You could be.
Dudes had to back you up.
You could be EJ Manuel, Geno Smith.
Kenny Hill had to sit back and watch you last year when he wanted to play. I mean, it's just part of the process, bro. Yeah. But, I mean, again, let this be a lesson to you. Stay off that damn Twitter. And don't tweet your phone number out. Text message then.
You know, shoot me your number
on Twitter.
Gotcha. You a celebrity, you can't do that.
So yeah, let that just be a lesson to everybody, not just him.
That was close to a what the fuck moment. But we about to get into that right now.
Yeah.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
All right, you got a good one? I know you got one. All right, let me get yours first.
Mine is going to Joseph Randall. When I heard that there was a tape out there of him kind of joking around in the police station when he was getting booked, I'm like, I got to see this tape. This fool, he asked some officer, hey, if I give you $100, will you give me a massage? And she was like, what? Like, no, get out of here. And then you see this fool using his cell phone, and then a cop comes out of nowhere and is like, do you want another charge? Are you stupid? And then he's just acting such a fool. He calls his lawyer and is talking to his lawyer. Yeah, I need you to come down here. I'm getting locked up. What jail is this? Such and such jail? Oh, okay, such and such jail. And then he has the audacity to say, this ain't going to be on the news, is it? How fucking retarded are you? And then the icing on the cake, he's talking about his teammates. Shitting on Dez Bryant. Well, Dez didn't get suspended for slapping his moms. What? Then you're talking about Josh Brent. Well, he got in trouble for getting a DUI. He's stupid. He's stupid. You stole fucking cologne and underwear, and he's stupid for driving under the influence. Yes, that's dumb. You're dumber for trying to steal some $20 cologne that you as easily could have bought.
Yeah.
Seriously? So, I mean, this really blew my mind. I'm like, he's really seriously joking around while he's getting booked. I wouldn't shock me if the Cowboys cut his ass. And sources said that Jason Garrett, I guess, held a meeting today because it was out there that Dez Bryant and Joseph Randall got into it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm sure Dez saw the video and was like, nigga, fuck you talking about me. Mm-hmm. And
I'm sure Dez Bryant saw the video and was like, the next time I see him, I'm letting him know that ain't cool.
Yep. And then so I guess Jason Garrett and where did they say when they asked? Let's see, if they asked if Randall would play on Saturday. On Sunday, they said he would for now. And I guess they said Jason Garrett has considered whether or not he should remain part of the team. Because it's like, you know, plus that's a bad look. I'm sorry, but just for people who have money, celebrities and all this shit, who think they're holier than thou and they can just act a fool whatever way. I'm sorry. When you're in that position and you're in jail, that's not something to make light of. Because I'm like, real spit, I hate the fact that these people who have all this money can get a slap on the wrist for something that a normal person would get 3-4 months in jail for. That's bullshit, and that's not cool. And to me, he was making light of the situation because he knew he wasn't going to have to spend a night in jail. Talking about, get me out of here so I can be at practice by tomorrow. What? When you got dudes out here who can't post bond for nothing, I'm sorry. These dudes need to be held to a higher standard. Because they have money.
Yeah, that's, you know.
And you should be more responsible.
Yeah, I'm always a little iffy because I don't like people who are like, all right, well, since you were slave, we're going to over-punish you. I'm not with that, but
hold them to the same standard as you would a normal person.
Of course, when it came out, he got that, whatever the underwear he stole, underwear company would use them, gave him an endorsement. I'm like,
this is what I'm talking about.
And I bet you when that came out, they were like, nah, no thank you.
Yeah.
Probably rescinded that. If they smart enough, they did that.
Stupid.
Yeah, that wasn't that bright. All right, my what the fuck moment, since I'm sticking with baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Giants fans celebrating the World Series in Frisco and decide to shoot 3 people, stab another, destroy property, throw stuff at cops, burn stuff. I'm like, I don't get it. There's always because I don't get. You know, because if I want to celebrate whoever went, like when the Clippers went, yeah, I'm sure it's going to be a celebration, but I'm not going to. Are you that wasted?
That you want to tear up your own city.
Yeah, let me tear some shit. I'm like, you that drunk. It's just like, yeah, let me go. Why don't you go holler at abroad?
Something.
Let me like, oh, I'm going to go. You know what? I'm going to
flip a car over.
Yeah, I'm going to go burn some trash.
So,
man, I'm so excited about this championship victory. I'm about to go loot some.
You're so happy that you got the championship. You're going to loiter your own city knowing that your city has to pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
So you just cost your city money. Mm-hmm. How very smart are y'all? I mean, stupid.
And then you're going to be like, well, the cops ain't letting us party. Well, because clearly you can't handle it. And to top it all off, because it seems to happen all the time, you just won. This is third in 5 years. Look, I wouldn't excuse it for any team. But if the Royals ended up tearing some crap, you'd be like, they ain't won in forever. So maybe
like the Cleveland Cavaliers or something.
They don't know. They don't know any better. But I'm like, you won 2 years ago.
And have always been pretty much a competitive team.
Yeah, like what it...
What's wrong with y'all?
You know...
Act like you got some sense and some class.
Yeah, just like we gonna get toe up. Hey, high-fiving you. Yeah! I'm not trying to... I'm not trying to get arrested. But you actually, like, somebody got... Why do you need a gun when you partying and celebrating? What is this? Oh, we gonna... Let's purge. Let's purge. God. What? I'm like...
Frustrated.
Yeah, I'm glad my team don't do that. Don't do that. Have a ball. Celebrate hard when you win. Show that pride.
Yep.
That's just showing stupidity and ignorance. And, you know, this is, but, you know, I don't know. I don't get it. And from supposedly Frisco, some forward thinking people up there. Clearly, there's some dummies up there.
Yep.
But there's dummies everywhere. So, yes, thank y'all for tuning in to the Brothers Lamont Sports Happy Hour. And this is actually the 100th episode.
Well, congratulations to us.
That's right.
I mean, hey, what can I say? Feels great.
Yeah.
The honor is fantastic. Thank you, Academy Awards. Thank you, Golden Globes and all you. Thank you so much. Emmys, thank you very much for this. No, I'm just playing.
No,
100 episodes is definitely just big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly didn't realize it was going that long. But
we started off slow, but things have been picking up within the last year, second year here, and we're going to keep it going. Let's go to 200.
Exactly. That's the next goal, so... Let's keep it moving.
And it's all about quality with a quality and consistency. That's what we're trying to give you.
That's right.
So, you know, you can listen to this 100th episode and all our shows on blackisonline.com. You can also find other shows on the Black Is Network there. You know, our main ones are right now are the you got the Jam with Merc 80. All this stuff is good. Of course, The Break.
Yes, sir.
You know, we've been talking about the Dear White People. I recommend to go see it.
That was a really good listen.
No, it was good. Whether you really liked it or not, you don't believe the hype. I think you will come out, with some discussion, some things to talk about. Mm-hmm. So check that out in our show. That was great. The next one we will be having Brandon Bell, who plays Troy Fairbanks on it. So please check that out.
Nice.
And of course, my show, Turn My Headphones Up. I got one coming out for y'all real soon.
Sure.
You can check us and all these shows out also on Stitcher and iTunes Radio. You can leave reviews on there. We love the 5-star kind.
Yes, sir.
You know, make sure you subscribe to us on there. Add us to your favorites. Give us that thumbs up on Stitcher.
Mm-hmm.
You'll want to reach out to us directly. You can via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @brotherslayman, or on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah. Thank y'all for listening to us, for the longtime listeners. Thank y'all for hanging in with us to the 100th episode. Whoop, 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 whoop.
Right.
You made it. And then for the first time listeners, hey, thank you for tuning in to the 100th episode. I wish we had a prize for y'all, but we have nothing. I'm sorry. But just our wonderful voices. So go ahead and tell all your friends. Go ahead and tell all your loved ones. Tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Shout out to my niece that's about to be here. Go ahead and tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters, frogs, bullfrogs, toads, platypuses, antelopes. Go ahead and tell your bats. Tell your vampires. We got Thanksgiving coming up. Tell your turkeys. Tell
before you kill them.
Tell that stuffing. Tell the cranberry sauce. Tell everybody about the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan, where we're giving it to you strong and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Holla.
100 episodes.
I sit back, sell a key a week. Always think before I speak. By my pelvis, holy heat. Crispy white was on my feet. Diamond shining in my front. Cognac, beers, and blunt. Watching Phoenix, just to see out of my dunk. On a flat screen, it looked mean. Fish told me roll a green. I threw him a Dutch. Told him to roll up. 24s on the truck. Look nice, fuck the price. Most of my people starving. I'ma live my life. No fears, no cares. Looking through these Cartiers. The feds trying to give a nigga 25 years. Lift my glass, say cheers. Toast to being free.
Yeah.
Man, I got 9, that could have been me. Got the penitentiary, every day, all day. These fuckers wanna lock me up and throw the key away. But instead, I'm getting head
on a king size bed, and the women love me. Cause I'm a thoroughbred, plus I get that bread. Just give me a little time with the rhyme that I blow. I'm international, known on many continents. If it don't make dollars, then it don't make sense. Once knew a little girl named Nikki like Prince. Wearing game on a brain, my G intense. Like a barbed wire fence, I'm difficult to climb. Smoother than Al Capone when I commit a crime. This is
hot like the ocean, move like the motion. When I pop tops off the champagne, I'm toasting. Smell like money, I bang like gunshots. Ready for the war, yeah, I splurge in gunshots. Midwest Willie, down south resident. Money in the power, now I understand the president. What about the hood though? Rob or you pill push? Can't find a job, mad niggas wanna kill Bush. Me, I'm an outlaw, chain swing southpaw. Eyeball, aim like Lee Harvey Oswald. Up against the wall, but I move like God's ball. Pop rosé, a big plate of snow crab claws. Yeah, I think the world is confused. Teach my son how to pray, double knot tie his shoes. Amused by the whips, entertained by the bitches. Never sidetracked, occupied by the riches. Which is the reason I'm here for. Elevators in the crib, lifting the lid door. Looking at the clouds, the cook cooking chows. But don't mind me, I'm just thinking out loud.
Then I found the